Scrooge Blues by Nicholas McInerney.
I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all together. I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. Molly! Can it be you? Surely not. Surely not. Jacob, darling.
No. Ebenezer, it's me. Mary. Mary. Not Molly.
Her?
Your wife, my dear. Don't you recognize me?
Oh, yes, of course. How was I?
Fast asleep, as usual.
Asleep, no.
Look at the time.
What is it?
Nearly a quarter to the hour.
Oh, what about our guests?
I thought they were due upon the hour.
They are when the clock strikes.
Precisely.
Precisely, Mary, that I can promise you.
Well, I believe we are ready for them. The table is all set and prepared.
Yes?
Look for yourself.
My goodness, so it is.
The plum pudding is steaming, the goose is on the roast, mince pie is in the oven.
Oh, Mary, what a feast. It looks magnificent.
I don't believe I've forgotten anything.
Most certainly not.
Even as you slept, I was rushing round like a mad soul in bedlam. Madder.
Oh, and then I wake in a temper and am so ungrateful.
Silly Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, the truth is, my dear, I wasn't just asleep. I was dreaming.
Oh, again.
The same one.
How bad?
Oh, the worst. The very worst.
Naturally, those dreams are more dreadful if you sit so close to a blazing fire. It heats up the imagination.
Do you think that was the cause of it?
Well, that and several glasses of smoking bishop, no doubt, taken quickly, one after the other.
Oh, heavens, my glass! Where is it?
Your glass?
Oh, Mary, I dropped it. One of your precious glasses from the wedding trousseau.
Let me see.
How could I be so clumsy?
But it is still quite perfect.
Then I'm forgiven.
Forgiven?
Oh, for being such a careless, clumsy husband.
Oh, what's to forgive, Ebenezer? Tonight of all nights. It's Christmas. Snow is falling everywhere over London. Lamps are being lit. All the people are out in the streets. Running to the poulterer's shop before the shutters come down, or to the fruiterer's. There's a rattle of the scales and a shout of last orders. Sticks of cinnamon, a bag of almonds, oh, and some Norfolk biddings for the sauce. And everywhere a thousand church bells stand ready to proclaim the joyous day. He is born. He is come to save us all. Well, a choir is singing in a far-off street. Children are throwing snowballs. And all those people are hurrying home now, eagerly, excitedly, to a roaring fire and a full glass. Their hearts bursting with
humbug?
Oh, Ebenezer!
Humbug, humbug, humbug.
Humbug!
Oh, come here, Mary. Let me put my arms around you.
First, a toast, Ebenezer. Here. To marriage.
Oh, to six of the very best months of my life, and long may it continue. Oh. You know, so much has happened these past 12 months, Mary. Sometimes I wonder. I can hardly believe it is possible, let alone real.
Am I not real?
Why, yes.
Flesh and blood standing before you, in your arms.
But Jacob Marley stood where you stand now. Exactly there. Shook his chains at me. Sometimes I look around this room and think, How can it be the same place?
Well, that's because you are not the same man as you were then.
No, he was cold and hard, Mary, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner.
He could never have married a man like that.
And much less would he ever have contemplated sharing his life with anyone. But now, a year later, it's come about a marvellous thing, no less a miracle. Well,
for me too.
Money! Bah! Wealth! Bah! Riches beyond description! Humbug to it all! The words I now live by are charity, generosity, liberality. Scrooge the miser is now Scrooge the magnanimous. And see how a life can change. And forever, I am the proof of it. I am the absolute proof.
And everyone knows it, Ebenezer. Your fame has spread wide. Why, even your name itself has become the word to describe such a dramatic change of heart.
I heard it the other day on Cornhill.
I've been Scrooged.
Yes,
Scrooge me a little. Indeed, sir, I am now a positive Scrooge.
Yes, yes. Oh, Mary. There goes the bell.
Our guests.
I must go and receive them.
Oh, but that hall is so cold, and the draught rushing in from the open door. No, it's better you wait here in the warm.
Oh, is there no end to your kindness?
None when it concerns your good health, Mr. Scrooge. Stir the bowl. Why don't you? While I'm gone. There are some chestnuts on the fire. Get them roasting nicely.
Take a handful of chestnuts on a winter's day, throw them on the fire and watch them dance and play. It's so good to see you. Yes!
Mr. Scrooge, sir, we greet you.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge!
Gentlemen, welcome back to my chambers. All three of you, Christmas past and Christmas present and Christmas future. Three agents of my deliverance, welcome.
Evening, Mr. Cratchit. You've timed it perfect.
Have I?
Yes, indeed. The clock just struck. Mr. Scrooge has just received company.
Oh.
Come in.
So, is everything ready then?
Just as you required.
How is the old man?
In the best of humours.
Oh, I hope he's better than that.
Don't worry, Bob. I've been the best of wives all afternoon. He suspects nothing. How could he? He's as thickly buttered as any crumpet.
Good.
Have you brought the money?
Yes.
All of it?
Don't worry about the money, Mary. But no one gets paid until the job is done.
Father.
No more, in front of the boy. Now, Mary, I don't know exactly as you've met my son.
So, this is he, is it? The famous Tiny Tim.
Speak up, lad. Give the lady an account of yourself.
Good evening, Mrs. Scrooge.
You don't need to call me that. Mary will do fine.
Mary.
Stand up straight. I want to examine the object of Mr. Scrooge's affections. The poor, wretched, unfortunate that melted the old fool's heart. Well. A year done wonders. You look strong and healthy.
I am.
And the walking, do you still have use of an iron frame?
No, neither the crutch too, Mrs. Mary. I need nothing now, except a little stick for my balance.
Is that so?
The boy's right.
Then show me. My goodness, is there no end to these marvels?
Soon I plan to try running.
Really?
Oh, I will. I'll chase a dog down the street. Kick a ball too. And then I'll dance.
Tim.
A waltz and a jig.
Mary doesn't want to hear about that.
Father thinks I'm being foolish to hope for so much.
Well, he must know what's best for you.
But only a year ago, it was foolish to think that I'd be alive and well now, let alone walk. But I am, aren't I?
To be sure.
Thanks to Mr. Scrooge. Thanks to his charity for the relief of crippled children.
He's a kind and generous man.
There's none kinder in the whole wide world. I have to thank him for everything.
Now, child, you must wait here, outside the door.
Am I not to see him?
Well, of course you are.
Only we must talk to him first.
An important matter.
Some business Mr. Scrooge and I must attend to.
Which cannot wait a day longer.
Nor even another hour.
So wait here, like a good boy.
Sit in the corner and be quiet.
Yes, Father.
Come.
I'll call you presently.
You have the letters?
I have both of them in my pocket.
Then go to it, Mr. Cratchit. Now's your chance. I can promise you there will be none better. Wait.
Ebenezer! Ebenezer, look who's arrived.
Bob Cratchit! Welcome, my good fellow. Welcome.
A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Where's your good wife and family?
At home, around the fire.
Shouldn't you be there, too?
I slipped away for an hour, sir, to pay my respects.
So how are they? Fine, I hope.
In the very best of health, I thank you.
And Tiny Tim?
As good as gold and better than ever.
Excellent news. Oh, he's such a grand little chap, Bob. I can't tell you. Whenever I look at him, my heart just... Oh, you know.
Oh, see.
No, it's nothing, little father. I'm happy, that's all. Happy, sentimental old fool.
Then dry your eyes, Ebenezer, and pour Mr. Cratchit a glass. He needs to warm up his bones.
You must stay for dinner.
No,
I won't hear otherwise. Not a word.
Well,
dinner it is. Only, you have to earn it. You have to join in the dancing, perhaps a round of glee or two before we eat, and there are the forfeits. Are you good at blind man's buff?
I play it sometimes with the children.
Excellent, then it's agreed. We'll all be children tonight. At first, I must introduce you to some guests, Bob. Honoured guests, I first met a year ago. Step forward! Show yourselves!
I am the ghost of Christmas past. I was the first to visit. I showed Scrooge the beginning of things.
Me, the ghost of Christmas present. We flew over oceans and cities. I showed him how things are.
And our fellow ghost?
Silent, grim-visaged.
Third a spirit from beyond the grave.
Is the ghost of Christmas yet to come? The terrible warning of what could be. Only now he makes merry! Delights to dance and sing because it never came to pass.
The future denied.
Prevented.
Cheated.
Now, Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, yes! Right now!
What's that? Dancing now. Dancing and singing, and me out here. Why can't I dance too? My legs are strong enough, I know it. Father is wrong. Why can't I sing and dance too?
Enough!
No more!
Enough!
Now, I know what you'll do next. How about that blind man's buff?
Where's the blindfold?
Oh, use a napkin from the table.
Oh, let us catch our breath. I pray you, please.
May I get you some refreshment?
Something to drink, perhaps.
Oh, how kind. Gentlemen, very kind.
Oh, let me go.
No. You stay here, Ebenezer. You sit here. I will go and talk to these charming gentlemen, and I'll bring you back. Not too, Bob. He's as plump as any goose now.
Yes.
Ripe and ready for plucking.
Bob, when are you going to start dancing?
Hey, sir. Well, when I am in the right mood.
Mood?
Yes, so when I'm not so unaccountably worried.
You cannot be worried at Christmas time. It's not allowed.
Isn't it?
No. All worries are banished, exiled until the new year.
Some things can't be banished, sir, even now. Even now, the clock is ticking, the sand is running out, and some things cannot, will not wait.
What is this?
A letter.
A letter?
From our bankers, sir.
What, those penny-pinching fools?
Read it.
Not now, not on Christmas Day. I'll read it tomorrow or the day
then
after.
It'll be too late, sir, if you read it then. All will be lost.
Lost?
Everything.
You're serious now?
I am. You must read it now. Consider its contents most carefully.
Very well. Dear sirs.
See, he has the letter, boys.
Which one?
The first, the one from the bankers.
Then you find the other.
One thing at a time, boys. Let him read it.
Oh. Is it true, Bob?
I'm afraid so.
All of it?
All.
The whole business now, mortgaged.
You signed the papers yourself, sir, the 1st of January this year.
I'll sign a mortgage like this? On these terms, I can't believe it.
How else were you to find monies for the relief of crippled children?
My charity?
You were so suddenly devoted to it, sir, with such a zeal, you said it couldn't wait.
I couldn't. I had a lifetime to atone for.
So you signed a mortgage on the most disadvantageous terms. You didn't give it a second thought. And now it is coming to this. By midnight tonight, the bank will own the whole business in its entirety.
No.
Yes. You and me. And everything we have worked for, sir. And all your charity as well.
Charity?
When the bank has the business, do you think they'll care about crippled children?
This cannot happen. By my own hand, too. I will not allow it.
You have no choice in the matter.
None?
Save one.
Show me, and I'll take it. I'll grab it with both hands.
Now he has the second letter.
Is it working?
Oh, yes. He has eyes like saucers, boys. They're just popping out of his head.
What is this?
What it says. A power of attorney, sir.
Made out in your name alone?
Yes.
Made out to Robert Cratchit, I see. This is my only choice?
Yes.
Who says so?
The bankers.
They say it's all over for me?
They are most adamant. They say...
Well, continue.
The truth is, sir, the bankers no longer trust your judgment. They say you've lost the talent for business, that all you think about is giving away money and not making it, of profligacy and not profit. Some even say that you're so in love with your own generosity, it sent you mad.
Well, let them. Let them. Where is my drink?
Will you sign?
Sign? Bah! Humbug!
Sir!
Humbug! To them all!
Please!
No, Bob, no! Not another word about signing. It's Christmas Day and I need a drink now. And a game of blind man's buff, if you're willing.
Oh, I have brought the napkin. Here.
Oh, who goes first?
You must! The host! Stand still whilst we tie it tight.
Now go on, then. Hey, make me as blind as a bat.
Will he sign?
No.
What?
No,
he's drunk enough.
He still won't sign, Mary. He refuses.
We need the boy, then.
Mary.
Do you want him to sign or
I'm
not?
I'm ready!
Do you, Bob?
Yes, yes, of course I do.
Then do it, Bob Cratchit. It's the only way. Fetch the boy.
Oh. Now, spin him, good and proper. As dizzy as you can.
One, two, three.
Where are you? I'm Mary.
You.
I'm coming to get you. I got you now, Mary. But this isn't...
Merry Christmas, sir.
Tim? Tiny Tim? Is that you? You really let me see. Take this... blow me over if this isn't the best present a man could want at Christmas. A visit from Tiny Tim. Where were you hiding?
Outside.
Outside? Why didn't you come straight in?
He wanted to give you a surprise, sir.
Jump out of nowhere.
Ha! Look how well he succeeded. A jack in a box and no mistake.
So how are you?
Jolly good, sir.
Yes?
Like all the other boys now.
Oh, splendid news. Wonderful.
You would hardly tell the difference.
I didn't.
I can show you if you like.
Would you?
Just watch. Watch. See? I can walk a mile now, up and down hills.
I can see.
The other day, I climbed a whole tree, climbed it, and sat up in the branches.
Oh, Mary. Now you see the fruit of all my labours. The apple that has blossomed.
I do.
Crippled children everywhere will look on Tiny Tim and feel hope again.
Thanks to you, Ebenezer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It is due to your goodness that all this is possible.
And the wonderful work of the charity. Don't forget that.
That my dear sweet husband is entirely responsible for.
There is more to come, too.
There is?
I mean, Tiny Tim here is very nearly running.
Yes.
And dancing, too. Oh, you should see him, Ebenezer.
Mary.
Dancing, you say, like a regular gentleman.
I tell you, it lifts the heart to see it.
Would he perhaps dance for me?
He'd love to. Won't you, Tiny Tim, to show your gratitude?
I'd like that.
Mary, I'm not sure.
The boy wants to dance, Bob. You heard him yourself.
But I don't think he's quite ready.
Let the boy dance. For his benefactor. Strike up a tune. Play. Go on, Tiny Tim. Dance your little heart out.
Watch me. Watch.
Tim! Heavens! Is he hurt?
His head. He's bruised his head.
Father!
Bring up a chair. Some water. A bandage for the child.
I'll go.
I'll fetch a cushion.
Let me carry him to the chair.
There.
This is all my fault. I made him dance. I made him.
No, don't blame yourself.
But I wanted to see what a good person I'd become, Mary. If he danced well, that proved it. That's not an act of true generosity, is it? True charity. It's my fault completely.
Father, how was I?
Rest now.
I want to know how I danced. Tell me.
Oh, my dear child. You were perfect. An angel.
Here.
Drink this. Rest your head on this.
Thank you.
Bob.
Huh?
Come here. I want a word.
Of course, sir.
How are you?
Where is that letter?
What?
The bankers are right, Bob. I'm so in love with my own desire for salvation, nothing else matters. That being so, I have no right to drag you all down too in my vanity. Give it to me. I shall sign.
There you are, Mr. Scrooge.
To whomsoever it concerns, I, Ebenezer Scrooge, of Scrooge and Marley, do hereby relinquish all control and power of attorney in decisions concerning the aforementioned business, and hitherto convey all such powers to Mr. Robert Cratchit, henceforth from this day forward. On grounds of mental incapacity and weakness of resolve caused by a gross and persistent generosity, liberality, magnanimity, which has rendered him mad. Signed by my hand, Ebenezer Scrooge. This day of our Lord, December 25th, 1844.
Hey, 5 shillings each.
You said six.
Seven if he signed.
Oh, never.
We deserve seven.
We did a bloody good job for you.
What? The old man was half mad already.
We were excellent ghosts.
The best ever. You're actors, that's your job.
She still said seven.
I don't care, now get out of here.
You heard what Mr. Cratchit said. Piss off. Back to Drury Lane. And don't drink it all at once. Why the long face, Bob? You want robes, you'll have to pay them.
Dear God.
Didn't you get what you wanted?
Yes.
The letter signed, power of attorney, everything you wanted.
But how will we ever be forgiven?
What? You expect forgiveness? In a madhouse? Look around you, Bob Cratchit. It's all lunacy and bedlam and me in charge of it. The world turned upside down.
Oh.
Mr. Scrooge doesn't want forgiveness. Don't fool yourself. All he wants is peace, whatever way you can get it. All madmen do. And that's what he'll get. Don't worry. I'll make sure of it.
Father.
Come away from the people.
But Mr. Scrooge looks so lonely, sitting there on his own.
Come away.
And he's shivering too. His clothes look all wet. He'll catch a cold or worse.
Oh, don't you worry, Tiny Tim. I'll look after the old man. I promised your father, didn't I? I'll look after him. Good and proper. Right up to his dying day.
Mary? Is that you, Mary? Come and sit by the fire. It's so warm. Lovely and warm. Let's just sit here together. You know something, my dear? You have made this Christmas the best one ever. Perfect.
Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, all tidings of comfort and joy.
In Scrooge Blues by Nicholas McInerney,
Scrooge was played by David Hargreaves,
Mary by Gillian Goodman,
Bob Cratchit by Richard Derrington,
The Ghost of Christmas Past by Christopher Ashley,
The Ghost of Christmas Present by Sean Connolly,
and Tiny Tim by Ben Darlington.
The fiddle was played by Christopher Ashley.
Scrooge Blues was directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.